Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Like mother, like son, and so does Jesus search for us sorrowing. And his mother at La Salette, with a look only a mother could give her children, "If only you knew how much I suffer for you." Suffering and motherhood seem to be constantly combined. Our Lady is Our Lady of Sorrows and has seven great swords piercing her soul. Although she gave birth miraculously in an ecstasy of joy to her son at Bethlehem, we became her children at Calvary in paroxysms of pain and great blood. But every mother must suffer from pregnancy to delivery and all through life until death and beyond. There's suffering. Is that the reason why modern mothers kill their young if they cannot prevent their conception and prefer, if they start to get lonely, a dog or a cat to a baby? Pope Leo XIII pointed out, right at the end of the 19th century, that there is a modern tendency, today it's become a defining characteristic of our culture, a repugnance to suffering, an eagerness to escape whatever is hard and painful to endure. But this robs people of peace and of inner freedom. And without it, there is no reward, which goes only to those who do what is right, regardless of the problem, the perils, even in the positive face of danger. Behold God's chastisement. The lash with which God scourges society is the lollipop they lick, that all should be sweet and pleasant, easy and painless, that disease should be banished from our midst, and the word death never intoned. How easy it was then, this spring, to coerce people to give up their whole way of life, even proper pleasures, their personal rights, their duties, to avoid some mythical plague. God forbid we should get sick, or that some amongst us should die, as though all of these were new things. People fall for it because they forget how to stand up straight under life's burdens. And if they fall, how to rise up again quickly. But the majority of moderns, says Pope Leo, I'm thinking of that hymn, that wonderful rosary hymn we sang last week. So Leo speaks once more as Pius spake before. The majority of people dream of a fantastic world from which the unpleasant is banished as a plague, and that's the perennial promise of politicians. In this case, every good thing will come to us if only we look to the government to bestow it, provided we wear our masks and cash our checks and stay home with the TV on and watch something dirty and drink. I think that's the routine. Do you see how society has been mortally weakened and most are or soon will be demoralized, depressed, and cower under the hardships of the battle of life. Our Lord knew this, and that is why he came as he did, in dire poverty, son of a poor couple who sought him sorrowing. We needed to learn what to do with the pain, which began in paradise gone wrong with original sin. We needed to learn the way of humility, of detachment from worldly goods, these goods which easily make us forget the supernatural good which awaits. Jesus came as he did, the eternal Son of God, a divine person, taking a human nature to himself of his blessed mother, the mother of God, so that we might learn of him. He came to suffer and to die, not only to appease the divine justice, but indeed to teach us, and more, to show us the way of the cross, which is the only one which leads to heaven. And more even than that, Jesus, man of sorrows, meant to sanctify suffering as he assumes it to himself, because suffering purifies then and elevates the soul. Suffering, is it a chastisement or a gift? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Suffering, is it a chastisement or simply the price of admission? Ask any mother, ask any parent or priest, ask any Christian. I came across a quote on the 21st of August, her feast day, from St. Jane de Chantal, who was a married woman, widowed in tragic circumstances, suffered for years, and went on with St. Francis de Sales to found the Visitation Order. They say that she suffered from internal dryness or desolation for 40 years. Suffering, she said, born in the will, quietly and patiently, is a continual and very powerful prayer. It seems so timely that I wrote it down. We had have a dry eraser board in Father Chicada's room, you know, to list his therapist appointments for the week and doctors and the rest. At the beginning, I would write the name of the saint of the day, and then the day of the week. The day of the week, because they do that in nursing homes. It was a little joke, but then towards the end, he didn't know what day of the week it was. So this was written on the 21st of August. And it's still there. What about when it gets erased? How do we remember the truth? Why? By these. And if they take them away, as well they might, why then, do you remember the story of Bishop Walsh of Maryknoll in the communist prisons of China for years? His brother came to see him once and tried to give him a rosary, and the guard immediately confiscated it. But the missionary bishop said with a smile, "Never mind." Then he held up his fingers. "I still have these. See? There are 10. The rosary, not just abstract principles or catechism doctrine, although that would be a start, but enfleshed, incarnate in a man who is also God. Remember, one divine person, eternal, two natures, one divine, thus eternal, and the other in time, human. His every word, his every deed, is our delight and our light, as it was for his own mother and his father on earth, good Saint Joseph. And this, not just when we do search out the family Bible and open it to read, or even easier, just to look in the daily missal and read a bit of the Gospels or the epistles. But so often, as we simply reach for the rosary to tell the beads, because the rosary tells the tale, to be told again the truth, to be encouraged and inspired to imitate Jesus and Mary. And when we do this, it's meditation. It leaves our hearts warmed and leaves us resolved. The Pope, Leo XIII, then even though the earth is accursed and brings forth thistles and thorns, even though the soul is saddened with grief and the body with sickness, even so, there will be no evil which the envy of man or the rage of devils can invent, no calamity which will fall upon the individual or the community over which we shall not triumph by the patience of suffering. There's that prayer again. Suffering born in the will, quietly and patiently, is a continual and very powerful prayer. For this reason, it has been truly said that it belongs to the Christian to do and to endure great things. For he who deserves to be called a Christian must not shrink from following in the footsteps of Christ. Thus, Christians re-echo, not just with their lips, but with their life, the words of St. Thomas the Apostle. Before he became the doubter, he was the enthusiast. And before Holy Week, he cried to the 12, "Let us also go that we may die with him." If you're feeling enthusiastic, and I hope you are, how about a demonstration of it? That seems to be the order of the day, and of course, if you demonstrate, you can't get sick. They've told us that. The other night, you know, there was a good one for a change. It took place in Brooklyn, New York. Hundreds of Hasidic Jews burned their masks in the street. The godless governor of the state, the apostate Catholic Cuomo, had declared, "I don't care what religion you are going to obey the state." Then he threatened to close not only the churches, no big whoop, as they would say in New York, but the synagogues as well. Now, these Jews understand. They realize that the mask is not about COVID, but about compliance. More, they know a thing or two about it, subjection and slavery to the state. Well, what is the rosary for a Christian but the guarantee of liberty and the sure promise of victory? Is there anyone who can offer you that today but God and the Mother of God? Today's feast marks the victory of doctrine over heresy. The bishops at the Council of Ephesus 15 centuries ago vindicated Catholic truth, the Incarnation, and Mary's title, Mother of God. The people had waited outside the church all day, and they were so enthusiastic when they heard the word that they got together spontaneously, a torchlight procession of triumph, escorting the bishops back to their dwellings through the streets, and their cry continually was, Theotokos, Theotokos, Mother of God, Mother of God. Tuesday night, not with burning masks, but with blessed candles, will we quietly and prayerfully process and pray and cry out, Theotokos, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. There will be a bishop, a priest or two. How about you? While we still can? The time may very well come when he will be hidden in that new temple of man they are a building these days. And we may be like Mary and Joseph, searching for him, sorrowing, as once he searched for us. The sorrowful mysteries tell the tale. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.